Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Donkey of the day for Thursday, October 1st. God damn it, it's the 1st of October. I truly cannot believe it's October, and I have to stop saying God damn it, but I truly cannot believe it's October. We've really been in the house for over 6 months.
Yes, we have.
Unbelievable. But donkey of the day for Thursday, October 1st is going to USPS. For all you individuals who trust mail-in voting, who think that your votes will be counted by mail and get there on time, one, you believe in America and its institutions way more than I ever could. All right. Salute to your patriotism. And two, in this era, when we know folks be cheating when it comes to elections, if you are an able-bodied human being who is able to get up and go cast your vote in person, do it. And this story is a prime example why. See, Sue Burgess of Ridgeman of Florida, she won the lottery. Okay, $1,000 to be exact. One rack, one stack, a grand in her hand. She won in a second chance lottery drawing. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Sue Burgess. $1,000 is a nice chunk of change. You can get some bills paid, get some rent paid, put some food on the table. An extra $1,000 in your pocket is good money. Okay, that's the universal basic income Andrew Yang wants to give out everybody. Wants to give to everybody, you know, once a month, $1,000, okay? Sue found out she won on July 29th. And most people would go to their local lottery office to claim any prize over $600 in person. Well, according to Complex, all the locations were closed due to the coronavirus pandemic. July 29th, we was on lockdown, okay? And that left, you know, Sue with only one option. And that's the option to mail her ticket to the state's headquarters in Tallahassee. Now, imagine being Sue Burgess, okay? Put yourself in her flip-flops in Florida for 1 second, please. All right? Coronavirus pandemic, everything shut down, money tight. You're praying to God for a blessing. And then, boom, $1,000 in your lap. You win $1,000 in the lottery. Look at God. But the lottery locations are closed. So you, Sue Burgess, have to either send your ticket in a Dropbox or certified mail. You choose the latter because you only had a few days left to get your ticket postmarked and meet the 1 week time frame given the winners to claim their prize. And then this happens. Let's go to WFLA NBC 8 for the report, please.
Sue Burgess was overjoyed to win $1,000 in the second chance lottery for the Monopoly scratch-off game. Florida Lotto district offices were closed because of COVID, so Sue was told in order to get her winnings, she could either put the ticket in a local office drop box or send it certified mail to Lotto headquarters in Tallahassee. She chose what she thought was the safest option. Her tracking information shows that the ticket made it to the Tallahassee post office at 7:12 a.m. on August 12th. And even now, more than 6 weeks later, it's listed as in transit. Since Sue's ticket didn't arrive, a Lotto spokeswoman tells me her money was given to an alternate winner.
The Postal Service tells me they don't know what happened to this package and they're investigating. Meanwhile, I was able to get the Florida Lottery to bend a little. They tell me that they're not responsible for mistakes from the Postal Service, but that if this package shows up and it's postmarked on time, they will give Sue her $1,000.
USPS done lost Sue's $1,000 ticket. Sue, I can taste the anxiety and the disappointment you felt in my mouth right now. When you fix your mind on something and you can see it, visualize it, you start making plans for it, and then it just gets lost like that, it makes you feel like life sucks. You know what I mean? How bad can things get? All right, the tracking information showed that the ticket arrived at a post office in Tallahassee at 7:12 a.m. on August 12th, but it never made its way to the lottery office. All right, showing it actually showed her ticket as still in transit, so it was not delivered. And to add insult to injury, since the ticket never made it to the office on time, her prize went to an alternate winner. Somebody else done got Sue's blessing, all because of the incompetence of the USPS. I'm saying all that to say this is Florida, one of the most important swing states in the presidential election. Florida, do you really trust mail-in ballots? Everybody out there, do you really trust mail-in ballots? Now, we had Congressman and Biden co-chair Cedric Richmond on last hour. He said he trusts mail-in balloting. Once again, for anybody out there that trusts mail-in balloting, y'all trust America and its institutions way more than I do. And I'm going to tell you why. Granted, Sue probably was just a mistake, But just think about that. On a random day in July, mail just getting lost. It's been 6 weeks since that ticket allegedly arrived at the Tallahassee post office. Who knows what happened to it? Maybe Sue forgot to sign the back of it and somebody else signed it and claimed the money. But that couldn't have been the case because it went to an alternative winner. So scratch that idea. Random day in July, a ticket gets lost. What's going to happen in November? See, when I keep telling y'all that you have way more faith in America and its institutions, it's because of things like this. Tuesday night, the celebrity-in-chief, the highest-ranking white supremacist in America, Donald J. Trump, refused to condemn white supremacy. Even told Vanilla ISIS, a.k.a. the Proud Boys, to stand back, but stand by. Now, let me ask you a question, because I could be wrong here. Maybe I didn't notice, but I didn't see a whole lot of outrage from the Republicans. I didn't see a lot of Republicans coming out to condemn Trump. Forget politics for a second. I didn't see a whole lot of people completely outraged, period, by those comments. I mean, of course, the usual suspects in left-wing media, you know, black folks, minorities. But what I'm talking about is a statement like that from the president of the United States of America should have had the country in a complete uproar. Like, everyone and their mother should have been raising holy hell about that statement, but they didn't. Envy, did you notice anybody raising real hell about that statement? Now, I'm not talking about the usual suspects, but just in general.
No, not at all.
You know why? Because white silence is compliance. They agree with that fool. They like that energy. So with that said, do you think these sneaky Trump supporters, these undercover white supremacists who wear conehead hoods at night, but they are your teachers, lawyers, doctors, CEOs of these Fortune 500 companies, and USPS workers by day, do you think these folks want to see you voting against their guy? Hell no. They're going to be throwing your votes away, tossing them. If you think Sue Burgess' lottery ticket got lost in Florida, wait until mail from high black and brown districts in Florida goes missing around election time. You have been warned. Let's not act like if those lottery offices were open, Sue wouldn't have been down there, ticket in hand, collecting her money, okay? Mailing in the ticket was a last resort for Sue because she had no other option. All you young-ass folks with strong immune systems, put your damn mask on, grab your hand sanitizer, and go to the polls on November 3rd. It's just as essential as the drugstore, the pharmacy, eating outside of the restaurant, going to a club, pulling up to your weed man, pulling up to your pill man, pulling up to your shroom man. Whatever you've been doing during this pandemic to go outside, do it to go outside and vote, because I don't trust mail-in voting. Just like poor Sue shouldn't, and I'm sure at this point doesn't trust the USPS. To ever run her that money. Please give the USPS the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
And something tells me it won't be the last time I have to give a USPS donkey of the day in the next 40 to 50 days.
Yeah.
Also, man, if anybody out there knows Sue Burgess of Ridgemanor, Florida, mm-hmm. Tell her to holler at me. I feel like she's on Facebook. I'm not active on Facebook, but I feel like she's on Facebook in flip flops in Florida.
You stupid, man.
I just want to holler at her for a second. That's all. I want to holler at her. That's all.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Now, when we come back, ask CNE. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, it's
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.